This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Without putting too fine a point on it, New York City has about had it with Airbnb. The company calls the city's new law on short-term rentals a de facto ban. The fine print is that if you want to rent out your place for less than 30 days or you want to be out of the house while the guests are there, the city says no, you're not. As yet unclear what it's going to mean for the notoriously tight and notoriously expensive supply of housing in the biggest city in this country. Heather Tell Murphy wrote about it in Slate. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Give us a sense, would you, of exactly how strict this rule in New York is?
Yeah, so, you know, the whole world has grappled in different ways with how to regulate Airbnb. New York City, which has had a lot of Airbnbs for a long time, has been one of the laxest markets. There's been rules, but they haven't really been enforced. They've been kind of confusing. And suddenly, we're actually one of the strictest markets. It's really difficult for hosts to list something for less than 30 days unless they want a guest in the apartment or home where they live.
At whom is this aimed? I mean, am I talking about, you know, some guy who owns an apartment in like Brooklyn someplace who is now, you know, challenged if he wants to rent it out? Or is it, you know, sort of larger landlordy kind of places?
Yeah, there have been investors who have been buying up houses and apartments and different things just with the sole purpose of putting them on Airbnb.
Right.
There's also been landlords who saw, oh, I can make three times as much putting something on Airbnb as renting to a longer term tenant. At the same time, as much as, you know, perhaps even if we're talking about 11,000 units, there's different numbers that people give of how many units might go back to become housing. Even if that happened, the reality a lot of people say is New York City is a huge city that wouldn't even be half of the total units that were made in new construction last year. And so the idea that suddenly taking even 11,000 units and putting them back immediately on the housing market is going to impact and bring down the prices overall immediately, unfortunately, that's probably not true. And even some of the people pushing for this law acknowledge that. However, in small neighborhoods, in some parts of neighborhoods that were really disproportionately impacted, you could imagine that even if the price didn't change that much, suddenly the experience of trying to get a place in that neighborhood and the dynamics in that neighborhood will change significantly.
It has to be said that there are people who Airbnb their places or another place that they own, perhaps in New York. And the reason that they can stay in New York is because they have the income from that extra place. And now they're challenged in that.
Absolutely. I mean, there are people who still are that ideal that Airbnb has tried to push over the years a lot. Like, you know, here's this really sympathetic person who's just getting by on their mortgage because they're Airbnbing those place. And sometimes that's a little bit of a fiction because there's all these huge investors who buy tons of Airbnbs and manage tons of places. And it's not kind of that sweet little story. But those sweet little stories actually are still true. I've talked to some of those people. There are hosts who definitely were paying their mortgage or just, you know, relying on the income that came from renting either their basement unit, the other side of a duplex. And so those people are also affected because, again, what's kind of wild about this rule is that even if it's your basement unit, you cannot get registered for less than 30 days. So you could put it on Airbnb for more than 30 days, but even if it's your own unit, you actually wouldn't be supposed to rent it out while you're on vacation unless you were there.
Right. You know, New York City is not the only city on the planet that's trying to figure out what to do about Airbnb. Is there a model of peaceful coexistence out there, perhaps a happy medium?
It really depends who you ask. There are so many different models. One way that quite a few cities have put limits on it is to say you can rent out your place, but for no more than this many days, like 30 days or 90 days or something like that. But other places, you know, have taken an even stricter approach. New York City is going to be pretty lax for anyone who wants to rent it out for more than 30 days. So from that lens, you know, in some ways, there is still possibility for people to put it on Airbnb.
Heather Tell Murphy, writing at Slate, most recently about Airbnb in New York City. Heather, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Sure. Thank you so much for chatting.